Hi, welcome to Soul Speak. In this week's episode, we're going to continue to talk about the stories we tell ourselves and how staying away from truth and into stories that aren't true can really lead to much more drama in our lives. So stay tuned. Hey, listeners, thank you so much for being part of the Soul Speak world. I really appreciate that. And if you're willing, and if you find this of value, would you please follow on any of the platforms you're listening to, whether that's Apple or Spotify or Google or any of the platforms. And of course, I love the ratings if you find this valuable. You can also follow me on YouTube and like and share. And all of that really makes a difference. Appreciate your participation. And of course, I really appreciate you being part of this world. Hi, welcome back to Soul Speak. I'm Meg Michelson. And thank you so much for liking and sharing and being part of this community. I love feedback. So always let me know if there's something you want me to bring up or something I should go more in depth on or something I was way off on. Open to feedback 100%. So thank you. We've been talking about the stories we tell ourselves and how that gets in the way of our own growth, our strength, that resiliency that we all need, and also moving into our destiny. And it is so easy to be in our head. It's so easy to be in that place of going down the rabbit hole of whatever those thoughts are that led us to feel less than or unworthy or not good enough or victim. And it is important all the time to be checking in. Because remember, I said this last week, the stories we tell ourselves either create more inner strength, true, authentic strength, or create greater weakness. And that's always dependent, right, on the story, how much we allow it to play out in our head, and how we let it get in our way or not. We are still in this big energy, and it's going to continue. October's a big month. The rest of this year and into 2025 are really big. It is playing out, and it can play out with a lot more drama externally. How much we're going to absorb and let the drama lead us is up to us. Doesn't mean it's easy. It absolutely takes work. It absolutely takes effort to get all the junk out of the way, to push the crap away, to go in, to become clear, to be more mindful of truth versus the history, truth versus the illusion, truth versus the narratives that are really not even helping us. So we want to get back and back and back into clarity, clarity, clarity. We're in this big time of looking at our shadow parts, and our shadow parts aren't wrong. Sometimes our gifts are hidden in the shadow, but it's to recognize and notice, am I being clear? Am I seeing my light? Am I seeing the not so light? And are the things that I keep in the shadow that I want to bring out, some of those gifts, some of those hard conversations? No, we can have that hard conversation playing in our head for a long time. And then we may take a step forward and say, okay, I'm feeling brave enough now. And I'm going to do it from a place of love and clarity. We have this time right now where Pluto is going direct, and I'm not an astrologer. I'm not going to pretend to be. I just know a little. And this is that time where we're being pushed, but it's not a bad thing. It might feel like a bad thing. It's just pushing us again to say, okay, are you walking the talk? Are you really shifting? Because I'm going to give you an example now, right? That's what our higher self might be doing. Give us, our world will give us an example, give us a situation where we get to decide how we are going to play it out. Are we going to play it out from the growth that we've done, or are we going to play it out from the old habits that were more hurtful than helpful? Recently, I was talking to this woman, and she's got two sons, and they're in a different state, and they're really struggling, one in particular, and it's hard for her to be so far away. They're adult sons, but it doesn't matter when our kids are struggling. And this is a situation that's very similar to a situation she dealt with about 8 years ago with a different son. So as she's noticing this, and we were having a conversation, there was a beautiful aha within her. Oh my gosh, this is feeling familiar. This feels like a repeated pattern. This is absolutely a time for her to say, how did I do it last time? Now, how do I want to do it this time? What are the tweaks? Where did I grow? That's what we've got now. That's going to push us more into the light. And that is how we gain more strength. That is how we can move boulders when we're feeling like we're being squished. We need that perseverance, the determination, but we especially need the truth. We need all of that. Remember, we've talked about this on a soul level. Everyone in our life is a player in our story. What if we're multidimensional? We don't know. There's so much we don't know. Now, when we look at soul level, and that is how I try to balance my own energy, it doesn't always diminish the pain, except it does. If we look at things as I am bigger than my earth life, and this pain that I'm going through, what is my soul urging me to do? How am I meant to see this a little clearer? Why is this person in my life that is causing me pain? Whatever that pain is, what is my role in this? That really can help when we start to look at it from a beautiful, impersonal way, a universal way, the language of the soul way. Because remember, we want to continue to recognize our journey is bigger than this lifetime. So what if we paused and asked ourselves, what did I learn from this challenge? Whatever my last challenge was, or for this woman, the challenge that was 8 years ago, what did I learn from it? Because I'm feeling that similarity. I'm going through it now. And that's for all of us because we're humans. We're always repeating patterns. We just do. And the more we have that pattern ingrained, the harder it is to break, of course. However, it's absolutely breakable. Every single pattern can be shifted into good or not. You know, I went on a spurt and I was exercising every day for a while. And then I got really busy with my own life, with my move and work and some other things, and kind of fell off that wagon. And then I had to get back on. Well, I didn't have to. I chose to. That was a good habit that I let slip away. Instead of saying, well, whatever, I'm just not going to do that anymore because I let it slip away for a month or 7 weeks or whatever, I'm worth it. And if I could do it then, I can do it now. And my body loves it. Maybe not in the moment when you're getting back in it, but you feel better, you sleep better. So are we taking care of ourselves? And whatever the pattern was, if there was a helpful pattern, if there was clearer communication, if you were taking better care of your body, if you were eating healthier, if you were pausing more and doing better self-care and you fell away from it, don't let those stories stop you. Get back in it. We can always go back to the way that is healthiest for us. So what did I learn from that past challenge? Now, how do I want to do it? Do I want to do it with the same drama I dealt with it last time? Do I want to do it with the same strength I did last time? Whatever it was, right? Our history is not always bad. Our history is not always shadow and junk. We have a lot of good stuff we've done in our history. So look at that too. Look at what worked. Look at what worked in our history. All of it. The good too. Remember in last week's episode, we talked about the personal narratives that play in our head. It reminded me of so much of that piece of how we get caught up in that drama, that internal drama, and we can make everything bigger than it is by that internal storyteller. It can be much bigger. We can take a little tiny situation and ruminate about it all day when all we had to do was maybe ask a question or ask for clarity instead of creating the big story around whatever that we thought that person might be thinking. Or just put it away, put it on the shelf and deal with life and pull it out later instead of playing it over and over and over. Why do we want to put it away? Why do we want to just gain clarity? Because if we don't, it keeps us separate from ourselves. It keeps us separate from those around us. It keeps us in a weakened state, not in strength. We can be in that space of thinking we know a situation. We can judge and we can criticize. And if there's another person involved, we might be judging and criticizing or telling a story about that person or what that person is thinking when we don't actually even know because we didn't ask. We just now create the story, which creates the drama, which creates the internal strife. There's a young woman I know, and she feels like she disappointed one of her friends recently. In her heart, she doesn't feel like she did anything wrong. but she does feel that burden of disappointing her friend. So she reached out to her friend and her friend didn't respond. So with that non-response, she created a very big story in her being and ran it by several people. This whole narrative around the situation. I'm feeling frustrated because she isn't responding now. How can she be mad at me? I don't even feel like I did anything wrong. We didn't actually even set a time. And this whole story goes round and round in our head. We've all done it. And it creates more stress and more tension on and in the body, in our jaw, in our neck, in our shoulders, in our head, behind our eyes, in our stomach. Tight jaw from the stress of thinking and trying to judge and control instead of just the surrender. Let me just find out the truth. Let me just put it away and maybe it's going to resolve itself. But we have this whole scenario we sometimes do. And perhaps that friend, maybe she was just tired or maybe she was hurt, but knew it was something within her to work out, that it really wasn't something to be mad at. Maybe she was feeling lonely. Who knows? Really, we don't know. Sometimes we don't even know our own feelings. So how can we know what other people feel? When we get all mixed up in what our own feelings are, and then we project it. Now, we oftentimes do that too as humans. And then we might be mad at someone, like because they look at us funny, and we're like, why are you looking at me funny? Because I'm having a bad day, so I'm throwing it at that person in front of me. Maybe their look had nothing to do with me. You know, as an intuitive, I've of course been intuitive my whole life and very empathic. I read people all the time, all the time. I put boundaries around it now because now I am much healthier than I used to be. But just because I'm reading people, does that mean I'm always right? No, of course not. I'm sometimes tired. Or my baggage from my history affects the clarity in my connection. I'm human. I have a human story, a human mind. When I'm not sure if I'm clear, I run this beautiful white light through my body. I stand and I take a few breaths, or if I'm sitting down, that works too. And I just imagine this white light coming through the top of my head, down through my whole body, out through the bottoms of my feet. And then it might even spread out from my central column to my limbs through every cell of my being. It really actually not only calms me, but it brings me more clarity and more strength. It gets me out of the story. It gets me out of the past. It gets me right here, right now, very present. I encourage you to try that. You know, when we allow ourselves to step away and go into a larger viewpoint, we can take these broader notions. We can see more options. We can bring in more useful information. How did I arrive at that conclusion? Wait a minute, I'm telling this whole story. How did I get there? Is it in truth? Or is it from my baggage, from my history? We have many opportunities. We will have many opportunities the rest of this year and into next year to practice this. We're given a lot of practice situations for sure because there's so much going on. The next few months, we want to make sure, are we having clean conversations with ourselves? Clean conversations. That's honest. That's clarity. Are we having clean conversations with self? And are we having clean conversations with others? It's not always comfortable. It's not always comfortable to have a clean conversation with yourself. You know, when we've done something and we maybe threw a poison arrow, a dagger at somebody, or we're assuming, or we're judging, gossiping, you know, whatever it is, blaming somebody else, we might feel the tinge in our body of, ouch, maybe that wasn't the best thing to do. And then we might get busy instead of taking a moment and being clear with self. Wait a minute. What did I just do? What was my intention there? That's not always comfortable to look at self in that way. And it's certainly not always comfortable to have honest conversations with others. However, the more we do that, the more clear we become, the less encumbered we are. Actually, the lighter we are, the more light we run, less drama. The drama is created from all the stories. And truly, if I'm not in someone else's skin, How can I really know what they're feeling? So why do I put all this energy into the story of what I think is going on instead of asking the questions to get to clarity? So we can ask the questions without being dramatic or nasty. We can just be in wonder, remember. I wonder what's going on with her right now. Otherwise, it's so tiring to go through all the stories. It really is. It's exhausting. It exhausts our bodies. Over the next few months, we are in multiple retrograde time. This is going to extend into the first parts of 2025. So that means through the holidays, and that means we're going to have delays, and that means probably travel. It also means we might have to wait for more responses. You know, we don't know. Who knows? However, this is going to be a time for us to learn to practice patience. Why? Because as a society, we are not patient. We like everything fast. We love fast, and of course, the computers and how our internet speeds keep being enhanced, that helps us become even less patient. But patience is required in order to have a healthy life. Patience is an important tool. We all need it. Patience helps us stay present. It takes great intention and great will to learn, then practice patience. Over and over and over again. In some situations, we're going to have less patience than others. Some people, we're going to have less patience than others. Patience with our own journey and struggles, not just with others. Wanting everything to be better right now. I've been doing my work. Why is my life still challenged? Yeah, because maybe one of our soul lessons is patience. Patience with self, patience with others. There's a young woman I know really struggling with her own pain, making some mistakes that are so unhealthy for her. And she's making some mistakes in how she's handling her pain. Her life is in a lot of discord. From my vantage point, she's not wanting to face the pain with truth. Truth about her role. Truth about what she needs to do to make the changes so she gets back into a healthier state. She doesn't have the patience for it right now. She can build it though, but first we have to create the awareness, right? So instead, because she doesn't want to do the work right now, that takes too long in her mind, she's creating a victim energy field around her and blaming her choices on another person and speaking ill of that friend, the person she's blaming. So she feels better about her own choices. So she feels less guilt. And she also then feels less responsibility. So she can rally the troops and say, I'm starting to go down this rabbit hole because this person is really whatever, blah, blah, blah. Instead of taking the responsibility of her actions in her own lap. Why? Because that requires persistence, truth, patience. And we don't always have that, but we can always get it. It's always there. We just have to step back in that ring. Otherwise, we're looking externally for our own life and our own happiness. This person is taking me down. This person is creating so much chaos, etc. No, we just continue to blame others. At some point in our lives, we've all been in the victim. We all carry victim energy. When you look at the victim, I'm blaming my current situation on my past or my boss or my bad luck or my family or my friends. My parents, my landlord, my husband, my ex-husband, my child, the child that gives me the biggest challenges. How many times have we used that language of taking our responsibility for our own life and blaming it on other people? It doesn't feel good. You know, that's third chakra. It disempowers us also. We oftentimes think it is so much easier to put our energy outside of ourselves. Until we become more clear, then we recognize it is not actually easier to put our energy outside of ourselves. It is way harder to keep blaming other people because that takes our self-esteem down with it. When we realize, wow, this is a challenge. I can get through this. I'm going to open up to possible situations. Our self-esteem goes up. I know I can do this. I don't know how. But I can, and I'm going to put some energy into opening to solutions instead of blaming others or the situation and making myself feel less than. because the more we blame other people, it creates another set of challenges, more drama, which again, remember, is so tiring. However, when we allow ourselves to create a distance from the emotions, just for a little bit even, we can get back to the truth and recognize that we can gain strength. We can heal a personal issue. We can get through whatever that challenge is. We can create more self-awareness and self-love. This does require patience. When we allow healthy self-awareness, we avoid so much drama. Clear the clutter. If you have something that you've been struggling with, something that's eating at you, something that doesn't feel like it's getting solved, I encourage you to spend some quality time with it. Quality time isn't blaming or shaming or feeling less than, but stepping into that awareness of, okay, how did I get here? Have I been here before? And how do I get out? Open up to possible solutions. There's always plenty. There really is. We just have to be open to them. That's quality time. I've referred before to the book, The Four Agreements, and I'm sure I will again because I really love that book. I find it so helpful in so many different ways, and I refer a lot of people to that book. Read it if you haven't, The Four Agreements. Some of the following questions are from the work I did from that book, and there's also a companion book that I've used in the past. So whatever the challenge is, whether it's current or it's one from not that long ago, one that you can bring up in your mind for just a moment. When you look at that challenge, ask yourself the following. Who was involved? Who were the players in that story? And who had the leading role? Was it me or somebody else? Doesn't matter if you had the leading role. Just bring it up anyway. What was my role in that? And what were my actions in that? And what was the result? What was the result? Now ask yourself, was I completely honest with myself and others during that challenge or after? Did I know the facts or did I take things personally? Did I make assumptions? Were my thoughts and actions based on truth or reactions? Reactions based on the baggage that I carry from my history. Did I stay present? And if that situation is going on now, ask yourself these questions anyway, because they will help you gain clarity and bring up the possibility of solutions. And if you're looking at a historical situation, something within your past, ask yourself, if I had been in greater self-awareness and more truth, how could that have gone? How could it have gone? What if I had not taken things so personally? What if I had not made assumptions? What if I stayed responsible to my own thoughts and actions and focused less on those of others? You know, every time we have a situation, whether it's an internal dialogue or a dialogue with someone else, and we go into the stories, it can lead to big, big problems. It can lead to relationship severing. Because people did not take the time to become clear in self and clear with the other. It is so vital. This is such a big time in our history. And like I've said before, it is going to continue. We want to make sure we're doing enough self-care. We want to make sure we are taking the time we need, even if it's just a few moments a day, to get back into clarity with self. Wait a minute, am I going too fast? Am I jumping the gun? Am I being too reactionary? Or am I in alignment with the truth? Am I staying awake? And that means we want to pause, we want to breathe, we want to do things that are nurturing to self. And we want to connect with people that are also trying to walk the talk. So important to connect with people that are trying to be clear and honest and authentic and not blaming others. So take some time this week and let yourself feel good about where you've been in all of the things that you have done that have been for your highest good. We want to look at our history with eyes of gratitude, not just misery. We can't change anything from the past. And there's a lot of things in our past that we have done well. So we want to recognize that. And then whatever situation is arising, if we feel a familiarity to something in our history, what was my pattern? What did I do then? And what do I want to do about it that's different now? Be good to you. Have a beautiful week and use those five senses, taste, touch, smell, hear, see. It gets us back into the present moment and it can really bring us into a much higher vibrational state. Have a beautiful day and I look forward to connecting with you next week.